Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and you guys and gals that are still up on the Ambassador Bridge that are hanging tough. We're with you. Be careful. Stay safe, because you know the police are now in the driver's seat up there with that judicial ruling that came down. So be careful, and hopefully nobody will get hurt. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can find us on our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight to start things out, as always, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's a nice night here tonight. It's not too bad. 57 degrees, that's warmer than what it's been. But I imagine you're probably warmer than we are.
Well, that's right. Actually, you know what, Captain? It was a high temperature again today up in the 80s, but right now we're looking at 60 degrees.
See, you're warmer than I am.
Yep.
And Richard the Marine chimed in with his temperature. We'll get to that in a little while. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, I want to start out by saying a special shout-out to everybody down there in Sarasota, especially the gang at the Robarts Arena that's camped out there tonight, waiting for the doors to open tomorrow morning. The exhibitors get in at 7, the public gets in at 9, and that would be the Two Guys Gun Show down there at the Robarts Arena, 3000 Ringley Boulevard in Sarasota. Now, I will be there tomorrow from 9 a.m. till about 1 p.m., maybe a little bit later. We'll see, because I'm going to try to get over to Mixon's in the afternoon to make their event from 2 to 4, Mixon's Groveside Cafe and Mixon's Fruit Farm. They're having a Valentine's Day special over there, Kyle, with a whole bunch of candy and stuff.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds really great.
Oh, yeah. Well, I won't be hurting for food tomorrow. All right. Are you? And by the way, we really need to get into the gist here, because it looks like as if, Kyle, all bets are off. The White House yesterday continued to signal the urgency as it related to a Russia invasion of Ukraine. Now, during a press briefing, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reiterated to reporters that Russia could invade Ukraine any day, and added that an invasion could occur before the completion of the Beijing Olympics. Now, about an hour later, Germany came out and said that their sources were telling them Russia was prepared to go on Wednesday of next week.
Yes, this is very interesting, and it's developing very quickly, Captain, because, of course, as you mentioned, Jake Sullivan talked about getting Americans out ideally within the next 24 to 48 hours. And the White House press secretary got a lot of questions about that particular timetable because now it seems to be being pinned down more. And then Germany comes out through Der Spiegel and says that, yeah, could be February the 16th. This is a very, very big, development, I think.
Well, the Olympics are set to end on February the 20th, and if you look at the disposition of forces both in the Belarus and in Russia on the other side of Ukraine, the border from the north and from the east, the Russians are in a position to be able to mount a major military action into Ukraine. And it looks like as if, and my intelligence sources are telling me, because I had conversations today with some people that know a lot more about this than I do, and they believe that the Russians are going to go after the eastern part of the Ukraine first, because that's where the pipeline is, that's where the natural gas and the oil is, and that's where that seaport is that they would love to have their hands on for the transitioning of supplies and materials and oil and whatnot. If the because they have to have a failsafe for the pipeline. If the pipeline doesn't work, they need to transport it by water, and that would give them a seaport.
Well, right. And, of course, we know that Vladimir Putin is not going about this in some random way. He's got some very specific things, like getting that port and like being able to have that backup. So he's definitely operating with a plan. The question is the plan to bring in the severe economic sanctions, is that going to be enough to deter him or enough to make this go away or stop sooner than later? I just perchance to think, no, it wouldn't at this point.
Well,
we
aren't going to deter anybody, and our sanctions don't bother them at all. They're going to get some help from China when it comes to the sanctions as far as some financial and trade help and whatnot, and that's fine. We understand that. But Putin himself is not concerned about anything we're going to do.
No, I really don't think so. Otherwise, I don't think this would have continued to build up the way that it has. And, history may unfold before our very eyes very quickly.
Well, we're going to be here to see it because, remember, when it's nighttime over here, it's daytime over there.
That's right.
So we may see or hear something before anybody else does, as has been the case in the past. All right, hold that thought, Cal. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's the weekend edition, and I will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, we will take it right away. And by the way, thank you very much, folks, for tuning in. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. I have some special news about what he's doing for the Freedom Convoy. But first, let's just say that this is a great weekend to be interested in buying anything from MyPillow. The whole display, everything and anything that's in there is on sale, and many items in the radio listener specials page have been reduced even further. Now, there's insanely low prices over there at MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. And when you get in there, take a look at the 150 or so items that are there. All you need is my promo code, Captain, to save yourself a bunch of money. Now, if you want to call them at 800-641-5459, that's 800-641-5459, you'll get a live person, you'll be able to talk to them, and you'll be able to order it that way. But you always need to have the promo code CAPTAIN to save money. And there are some fantastic savings over there on everything that Mike Lindell has right now over this weekend until Valentine's Day. And you can call it what it is, a Valentine's Day special. Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Check it out. Okay, Kyle, the Truckers Freedom Convoy. We have to talk about where this is at right now. Right now, the truckers that are on the Ambassador Bridge that have the bridge blocked are violating a judge's order. They could be arrested at any time. The police could come in there, drag them all off the bridge. There would be one hell of a brouhaha that would go on. We know that, right?
Right.
and it would be bloody for sure. Cops would get hurt, truckers would get hurt, and a bunch of people would go to jail. Now, this is because a judge ordered everyone off that bridge and to unblock the highway as of 7 p.m. last night. He gave until 7 p.m. last night. Now, the truckers are all still there. The cops are all still there. The fines now have gone up dramatically. Some of these fines will cost as much or more than the trucks these guys are driving. $100,000 for blocking the port of entry. And it's not clear yet how the enforcement will work, but there is going to be a confrontation of some sort on that bridge.
Yes, most unfortunately, Captain, and obviously, you know, tensions can start to run high. But it's very interesting, though, Captain. I think that the truckers enjoy a lot of popular support. This goes, you know, beyond just the mandate issue and so forth. It's the way that some in the media and some in the some of the authorities have responded to try to paint the truckers as some kind of a
insurrectionist.
That's right.
Yep.
And here we go again with that word,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to what they're doing, and that is obviously bringing this issue to the fore. They're not doing anything violent, but they are in fact having an impact. And
Well, of course, exactly.
But it's very, very difficult when you have people digging in the way that they are in terms of calling them the names that they're calling them, and getting us off the subject of what they're really talking about.
Well, unless you're a moron or a Democrat who doesn't understand much of anything, America's needs, the world's needs, Canada's needs are moved by truck, big truck. Semi-trucks that go from point A to point B, from the producer to the warehouse, and then they get loaded on another truck and delivered to the stores, wherever they may happen to be. So that's the way the deal works, and a lot of people don't understand this, and that's what's going on here right now.
Well, exactly right. And certainly the issues that we've seen with inflation or the supply chain crisis and so forth, the truckers have always been at the forefront of people's realizations, of course, and their understanding, quite rightly so, that everything does come to the grocery mm-hmm. store on a truck, for example. They understand the great value and the great service. And so when the truckers band together, they, as I said, they have a lot of popular support because people trust them.
And by the way, the truckers all have CB handles. You know, they go by different names on the radio, not necessarily their name. So we're going to give Mike from Clearwater a trucker's name right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we've got on the telephone line, folks, Man Mountain Dean from Clearwater. Go ahead there, Man Mountain.
I like it, Captain. I like it, Kyle. Thank you so much. Now, you know, Kyle, here's the thing right now. I'm kind of looking at all this stuff that's going on. Rents are through the roof and continue to go up. Food is through the roof and continues to go up. We still, I guess the ports are still clogged up, and we have the
yes,
the
they are.
The trucks. Now, I support what they do up there. I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but sometimes you have to hold your ground to get your point across. And so I do understand why they're doing what they're doing. But my question is this, Kyle. We cannot sustain this. And how long, you know, when people are put in a situation where they're desperate because they're about to lose their home or they can't feed their family or whatever with these you know, civil unrest is right around the corner. You know that people are going to come out into the streets and so am I crazy for thinking that way, or do you think that this isn't sustainable, Kyle? So what do you think? Do you think bad things are ahead with civil unrest and it's just a mess? So let me know. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And let me start this, Kyle. Some of the worst riots we've had in the country have involved the Teamsters and the truckers. You're aware of that, right?
Right, right.
So when you mess with the truckers, there's no telling what you may or may not get out of the deal, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in Bangladesh, Timbuktu, or whether you're in Cleveland.
Well, of course, you know, truckers are one of the great representations, Captain, of the rugged individualism that built this country and tamed the continent. I mean, it's the same kind of outlook and the same kind of, you know, internal fortitude. But what Mike is talking about, too, is also very important. How long is it sustainable that people see all of their if they've gotten a raise lately or if they've gotten a job, it's like they're getting huge pay cuts all the time because of inflation doing what it's doing.
Well, let me stop you for a second. A truck driver, if he has to spend 15 hours on a load and babysit a load for 15 hours, that's 15 hours that normally they don't get paid for. The union guys might, but there's way too many non-union guys that are out there that represent the trucking industry, independent owner operators and whatnot. They don't get paid that extra money that the union guys do, and there's a reason for that. As a result, in some cases, they wind up either losing money on a load or getting about minimum wage for hauling the load.
Wow. So, yeah, that's not good. But, you know, the idea that there could be civil unrest because people are having such a bad time, I certainly hope that that would not be the case. But I would ask this question, and that is, who would that benefit? You know, who is looking for more chaos, more unrest?
The government.
Well, that's right.
Joe Biden, he wants more union people. This is a way to do it. Oh, you all got to be Teamsters, and then you wouldn't be in this situation. I can hear them now in the boardrooms talking about that. I can hear them. I just know the way they operate.
Well, right. But, I mean, the chaos and the unrest that we saw in the summer of 2020, also, they believe, benefits them politically.
It doesn't.
But they believe that they can come in and they can begin to provide, quote-unquote, solutions. You know, I'll nationalize this industry. I'll do this because we're getting out of hand here. And they believe that they can expand the reach and the authority of government when things aren't going well. And so what we need to do is we've got to get to November, Captain. We've got to vote them out of office and start doing well.
You bet we do. And by the way, there's something else. The tow truck drivers, a lot of those guys are owner-operator dependents, too. And the tow truck drivers and the companies, they don't want any part of this. They don't want to go up there and tow those trucks because they know what's going to happen. There's going to be a major confrontation. They're going to be caught in the middle of it. Now, I told you something before we came on the air. I said, don't be surprised if the Ontario authorities don't bring out the snow plows with the big V blades and all that stuff and drive them up on the bridge and say, okay, boys, move the trucks or we're going to push them all downhill.
That could very well happen.
That could happen.
But something is missing here, and that is, where are the calls to defuse this? Why isn't the Canadian government and to some extent then the American government or local government?
Well, Kyle, there are calls to defuse it, but you're not hearing about it because the media won't tell you.
Well, right. Well,
they want a confrontation.
Yeah, well, typically we'd be hearing them from the media.
Yeah, hold that thought. No, they want a confrontation, folks, and make no mistake about it. This is Biden's bunch. Trudeau is in the same category. The guy's a wimp, okay? Oh, I can't go see the drivers. I can't see the truckers. Oh, they're danger insurrectionists. Get out of my life. Good Lord. Wimp. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday. This as a Russia invasion of Ukraine could be imminent.
We encourage all American citizens who remain in Ukraine to depart immediately. We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan also calling it an urgent situation. The White House says President Biden is on the side of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and they've been talking about the ongoing blockade of key bridges and crossings between the United States and Canada. The White House adding that Trudeau promised quick action to enforce laws and restore the open passage of crossing between the two countries. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yep, and you just might run into Jeff from Sarasota today at the gun show in Sarasota at the county fairgrounds, the World Arts Arena there. I'll be there from 9 to 1 or 2. I'm not sure exactly what time I'm leaving yet, but sometime around there. But I will be there when the doors open at 9. I'll be easy to spot, so it won't be difficult. Now, the other thing is, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take on a regular basis every day. I've taken it for well over 7 years, and I take it because of one simple reason. It works. It works. And if you've got muscle aches or pain, or if you've got an injury due to something that keeps coming back, maybe you got a bad back, maybe you got a bad knee, maybe you got a bad hip, maybe you got a pain in your foot or ankle, like I have an ankle, a foot, and a leg that swells up on a regular basis because of the injury I've had there, and there's nothing I can do except just try to get the swelling down, get off my foot, and all that sort of stuff, and that's what I do. But because I do take the Relief Factor, guess what? It works. It'll reduce the swelling, it'll reduce the inflammation, and it will reduce the pain associated with that. For example, if you're having problems with your wheels, your feet, and you're walking around and maybe you got a limp or something like that, the next thing that happens is it's your hip, your back, and so on and so forth. It's all related, as you probably already know. So, the way to solve that problem and not have it cost you a fortune is go over to the website they gave me, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor for $19.95. Now, that's all it costs. There's no hidden charges. There's no got to join a club or any of that other nonsense with some of these other deals that you find that people talk about. This is straight up $19.95, 3-week quick start. You'll know in 3 weeks whether or not that product's going to work for you. And then after that, you go on regular delivery, which obviously is going to cost you a little bit more money. But the fact of the matter is, you will at least have tried it to begin with. And once it gets in your system, that's half the battle, and it will work for you. It's all natural, 100% drug-free, and the ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in the product means this is stuff that your body needs to have. Anyway, so relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Because all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, well, getting back to the truckers, just to wrap this up a little bit, Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com, of course, has gotten involved in supporting the truckers. His people are going to deliver several thousand pillows today to the truckers that are tied up on the bridge and all their supporters, so that they're going to have the real deal My Pillow there, and they're being given to them by Mike Lindell in support of what they're doing.
Yes, exactly right. Well, that's something, again, that Mike Lindell, I think, feels very strongly about, and I think they're going to enjoy their My Pillows, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy mine. I'm sure they'll enjoy theirs.
Yep.
All right. Now, the other thing is, and continuing and then closing out this, the Ontario Premier, Doug Ford, declared a state of emergency in his province over the ongoing trucker protests in Ottawa as well as Windsor, Ontario. And he did that before this judge came out and made the ruling that he did, telling everybody they had to get off the bridge, they had to stop the blockade, it was now in violation of law in Ontario, and they would be prosecuted. It is illegal, and they would be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which could be a fine up to $100,000.
Well, it really is, you know, becoming a lot more dramatic, and certainly declaring a state of emergency and this kind of thing. But again, what's missing, Captain, and you're right, people have called for this to be defused, but that doesn't seem to be the general thrust, nor even the desire, it would seem, on the part of the authorities in this case, because obviously something has to be done. I suppose they feel that they can't be seen as giving in, but this is a very, very strong issue. And if they don't do something, then I think that they've condemned themselves to just having it dig in further and further.
Well, it's illegal to block or impede the movement of goods, people, and services along critical infrastructure, including the ports of entry, but it also includes the 400 series highways. Remember, I told you up in Canada they have the 401, the 403, the 405, the 407, the 409. Those are their highways. That's what they call them, and they call them the 400 series highways. Also, airports, ports, bridges, and railways. It's illegal to impede with any of that, and that's where this is going to come down. Now, I want to talk about Joe Biden, President Biden. He got into it yesterday with NBC's Lester Holt. In an interview, I guess it's going to be aired on Sunday. That's my understanding. Now, President Joe Biden said that he rejects the findings in an investigative report by the U.S. Army that accused his administration of not adequately preparing for the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Yes, exactly right. And, of course, it's no surprise that they would reject the findings because, obviously, the Biden administration can do no wrong, basically. He did get into it with Lester Holt. He said, "You're being a wise guy on me," basically, because Lester Holt was, I think, asking him about the pullout and this kind of thing. And so here we go again. They just believe that if they can message it the right way, that it will solve all of their problems. But the American people, Captain, have not forgotten about the Afghan withdrawal. They haven't forgotten about the fact that there was no real plan, and anything that was executed on the ground was done poorly from the top down. You had the military there, the Marines, who were doing the best they could in a very, very bad situation, for example. But the Biden administration certainly had no rhyme or reason for what they were doing.
Well, two of the commanding generals that were in charge, one was an admiral, one was a general, in Kabul said that they were being constantly interfered with politicians and with representatives in the White House, including Joe Biden's wife, who had her own little personal list of who she wanted to see come out of Afghanistan first.
Right, and this really kind of gummed up the works.
It did. It really did.
And, you know, can you imagine, Captain, if this shoe was on the other foot, if this was a Republican first lady, this would have been ginned up into a major scandal. Something else, too, that was going on with Lester Holt, he was asking about inflation. And the president, of course, was, you know, not wanting to talk about that either, because the American people see that this is not getting better, and Joe Biden can't just simply schlep this off at all.
But he's trying.
He is trying. And it's back to the messaging part, because if they believe that they can simply fix everything with words,
yep,
and they don't really have to do anything. In other words, they don't have to accomplish anything. They just have to keep talking it at you. And this is kind of what happens sometimes in the press briefing room with some of these problems.
Yeah, and he tried, and so didn't one of his underlings in one of the press briefings they had. They tried to blame it again on Trump. Well, Trump was not in this pickle that Biden is in. When he was around, things were much, 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 much better. I mean, my God, look at the price of gasoline, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why we're having all the problems we're having right now, because the price of gasoline is totally out of sight. And all you got to do is look at this. Trump brought us prosperity, opportunity, mobility, jobs by the millions right off the bat, the greatest middle-class income growth in history, especially for the blacks. Oh, by the way, a secure border, and we did have peace under Donald Trump, because if anybody screwed around and acted up, what did he do? He went after him and took him out.
Well, yeah, precisely, precisely. And, you know, the very fact, Captain, that the Biden administration, you know, it, just let's say, okay, because Trump goes out of office, here comes Biden. If they had honestly really done nothing, you would have seen an amazing recovery in the economy, despite what was happening with COVID.
All they had to do was follow the leader.
Exactly right. But they came in and they did a lot of things to spite Trump, and in many ways to spite Americans. And we see now the fruit of that.
Thank you, Valerie Jarrett.
Well, right, but it's a very rotten fruit right now, and people have had enough of it. They know exactly where the genesis of inflation and their high costs and all these things have come from. It didn't fall out of the sky, and it's not going to magically disappear either, the way that they've been trying to tell us back when they were using the word transitory. At least they dropped that for the time being. But it's not getting better, and it won't get better unless the president says, you know, because what did he say to the captain? He says he's going to work like the devil to get prices down.
He is the devil in all of this.
well, but he could.
He's the one who got him up.
Yeah, but put the Keystone Pipeline back on. You know, let people
drill, baby, drill.
And that would be actually doing something.
All right, hold that thought. You betcha. Drill, baby, drill. Keystone Pipeline. Refineries, get them all back online. And of course, it's because, well, we can't do that because AIPAC wants us to have electric cars and roller skates and broomsticks and bed sheets so that we don't use any more of fossil fuels. Oh. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us, you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You never did think that it ever would have happened again.
fall. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In a very good future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Charlie Daniels, and I think it was time for that song, Kyle, called In America.
Absolutely, Captain.
Because I am sick and tired of these goody two-shoes, wimpy, I'm trying to be polite here, wimpy characters that are walking around going, oh, it's terrible, it's awful, what are we going to do? Well, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, get out there, and do something, for God's sake.
Well, absolutely. And that song, Captain, truer now than it even was back then when Charlie Daniels originally did it. And it just goes to show that, you know, we keep rolling.
Yeah.
And that's a reference as well to the truckers tonight. We keep rolling.
You're darn right we keep rolling. And the other thing is something about that just showed up here on my screen that I want to mention. And this tells me that what I told you earlier about the eastern part of the Ukraine being the primary target because of the pipeline and because of the seaport and all that sort of stuff, and the gas and the oil all coming together over there. Guess where they're sending our people out of the embassy?
Where's that?
To the western corner of the Ukraine.
Oh, very interesting.
Now, if you were concerned about the country being totally overrun, would you just move them from this side to the other side?
No, that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. In fact, you try to get them out. That's where we even have troops in adjoining countries that would be ready to help process.
Well, let me tell you a secret. We got troops on the ground in Ukraine and have had for a while.
Well, that's very true. But in terms of where you'd move non-combatants, you're right. You'd get them out of the country.
Yeah, well, that's where they're going right now. And by the way, the British are sending their people over that area. The French, the Germans are sending their people over that area. And again, Germany was the one that made the announcement. They said that this is all planned to hit the fan on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll continue. We'll be monitoring this. I mean, and
you
things,
bet.
Things could be changing literally moment by moment. But to have this kind of claim so specific. This is really something that we're going to be watching. Now, whether or not, Captain,
well,
they do this on that timetable, maybe it could be Tuesday, not Wednesday.
Okay, due to a contractual agreement we have with somebody called the Flying J and the pilot, you've got 2 minutes to do the weather on your side of the aisle there.
All right. Well, folks, we've got a pretty quiet map out in the west tonight. We do have a dense fog advisory to tell you about this along Interstate 86 up in Idaho. This is going to be east of Twin Falls as you head towards Pocatello. But as you head north on Interstate 15 up towards Idaho Falls and up near Rexburg, you're still going to have that dense fog advisory. We do have a winter weather advisory on Interstate 25. This is in the southern part of Colorado down near the border with New Mexico. That's going to go all the way down towards Santa Fe. It's also going to go east out from Albuquerque as you head out I-40 as you head towards the border with Texas, and that's going to go on over towards almost towards Amarillo there. High heat advisory in Southern California, also a wind advisory for winds that could also kick back up with these high temperatures that we've been having.
Well, we got very cold temperatures tonight, the eastern half of North Dakota, the eastern third of South Dakota. Most of Minnesota tonight got really freezing cold temperatures. Welcome to winter again. And by the way, when you talked about New Mexico, I should tell you right now, we have what appears to be freezing fog in the Amarillo area on I-40, so be careful there. Now, moving along over again into the upper peninsula of Michigan. We've got snow. We've got a winter storm warning in part of the Upper Peninsula tonight. And then we've got, again, some very cold temperatures along the lake, and that's affecting Michigan itself, the lower part. And we've also got a little bit of snow that's kicking in around the eastern part of Ohio, and it's kind of patchy as we go around Lake Ontario until you make that turn and go north up towards Watertown. And here we go again, Watertown to the Thousand Islands Bridge. Got a little bit of light dusting going on up there right now, snow. We do have a little bit of wind and possibly some colder temperatures to go along with it. Might be some icing along the ocean from Boston and Cape Cod down around towards Jersey and Long Island, because the temperatures are such that it could be just like that. Now, moving down into the Gulf, okay, we have got fog, dense fog, and some freezing, or I'm sorry, from some drizzle, if you will, right now going over into New Orleans. And that fog goes up into, coming out of New Orleans, goes up 55 straight up into Mississippi, and it goes up towards Alabama as well, the southwestern corner of Alabama, so be advised of that. Then we've got some very windy conditions tonight coming along the Gulf over into the western part down along McAllen, Texas, and of course that is out into the Gulf. We do have some weather that is trying to do something. I don't know what the something is, but so far it's just wind and a little bit of light showers in the mix there. So, Kyle, we have the pilot and the Flying J, where we send everybody because we want them to become members of the Drivers Club so they can save a bunch of money.
Well, that's right, Captain. If you join the Drivers Club at any Pilot or Flying J, you can start earning points on everything that you buy at Pilot or Flying J, including the fuel and any supplies and any food that you buy. And then you can track those points by downloading the My Rewards Plus app that you can download from the Apple Store or from the Android Store as well for your device, either Apple or Android. And when you do that, folks, you're also going to get some special offers as well. And for example, what can you get after six fills? Well, you can start earning 4 points per gallon with just those six fills instead of 15 with the other guys. And by the way, when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J, we think that you'll agree they've got the best cup of coffee on the interstate. They love truckers. They're there for you. And you definitely want to pull into the Pilot or Flying J today. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest location to you.
Well, it's the best cup of coffee if you need a cup of coffee in the middle of the night, because you're going to be able to find one and know it's going to, there's going to be one there fresh made for you.
Well, that's right, because you're never going to find a stale cup of coffee at a Pilot or Flying J
with the pot burned up.
That's right, because they brew it fresh every hour, and then the individual cups, of course, are brewed right there on the spot. So you definitely are going to get a great cup of coffee and also good food and also some nice people as well when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J.
There's always nice people there.
Of course. That's right. Like in Salt Lake City, they check in with us from time to time. So hello to them.
Yeah, exactly. Hello to the fuel desk in Salt Lake. Maybe we'll hear from them again after saying that. Okay, hold that thought, folks. Here comes some music. That means we got to whip on out of here. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number if you would like to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.